My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
College football's got a couple of problems right now. College football's got a couple of problems right now that I think they must address immediately. And I'm going to tell you what those problems are, because that's what we do here on the radio show. First off, we got to start with the faking the injuries. That's been a massive problem, specifically regarding the Ole Miss Rebels, who have, at this point, I think it's fair to say, worked it into their game plan. Now, so much that when Shane Beamer was talking about it, I'm going to play you a clip here. Now, please know that I did edit this audio a little bit, mainly because anytime that you hear a pause in this audio, please know that Shane was taking like five or six seconds between sentences to say the next sentence, mainly because, you know, he didn't want to accuse Ole Miss of cheating, and he didn't want to accuse the players that were injured of not actually being injured. So it is sped up a little bit, but anywhere you hear a break, no, Shane was taking his time setting up these sentences. Completely concurred, Shano. Real bad look. Real bad look that it's happening. Real bad look that it's happening week after week. Real bad look that it's happening week after week, specifically with Ole Miss. But Ole Miss is not alone in this. It's just that they are the most egregious and obvious so far. This is a big problem, okay? Now, I would like to point out, it's not against the rules. In fact, quite the opposite. It is literally taking advantage of the rules as written. Guy goes down, whistle stops, he comes out of the game, he can check back in. College football's got to do something about this. And I've seen a couple of different people offering a couple of different solutions. I saw the solution noted, great one, that if a player requires assistance from a training staff on the field, that player should be obligated to leave the game until the end of the drive. Honestly, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that either.
The other one that I saw was,
even if it's a quarterback.
Yep, even if it's a quarterback, if a player requires, and I think you can do this, just like Ole Miss can say, oh, well, you know, you got to stop the game and let us have a timeout for player safety. Fine, I'm good with that. Out of player safety, if a player is so hurt that they require on-field medical assistance, which is what a training staff is, if a player is so hurt that they require on-field medical assistance, out of concern for player safety, that player may not re-enter the field for that drive, offense or defense. If your player must leave the field with medical assistance, that player cannot return on that drive. Out of player safety, Lane Kiffin, out of respect and making sure that these players are as healthy as possible, which is why you keep stopping the clock, right? You got to make sure these guys are good. I agree with you, Lane. So because I want to make sure that your injured players, which they wouldn't be faking, they're very clearly and obviously, I mean, J.J. Pegues was hurt four times in that game.
Poor guy. He got back up and got back out there every time. Played through adversity.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin, that sympathy-less butthole, kept sending this guy back out there no matter how many injuries he got. It's unbelievable.
Has no heart at all.
It's unreal. I mean, honestly, like, it's irresponsible is what it is. That guy got hurt four times in a game, and you kept sending him out there to score touchdowns? That's just irresponsible, Lane.
The parent of that child should send a strongly worded letter to the head coach.
I might consider an email so that it's documented. I mean, that's negligence. That's malpractice is what that is, right? So, out of respect to athletes like J.J. Pegues, who just keep getting hurt over and over, I think the rule needs to be, from this point forward, if a player is injured to the point they require on-field medical assistance, that player cannot re-enter the game on that drive. I think that's fair, right? Now, is it going to solve everything? No, because Ole Miss maybe has a designated injury guy out there.
No way.
I know. It's shocking. You know, I know, because every now and then you would see a coach point at a guy and be like, yeah. And that guy would just suddenly, I think maybe one of the coaches is a witch, right? Because they would point at a guy and that guy, my leg. Wow. And then they're just down.
Maybe a voodoo shaman?
Yeah. I think, you know what it is? Like it's yin and yang. Great one. It's yin and yang. There's one coach who's a witch and then there's one coach that's the healer, right? They got the witch who goes, zap, torn ACL. And then that guy gets helped off the field, goes to the sideline. And then they got the Mr. Miyagi over there, and he rubs the hands together, and he touches, and he's healed. Somebody start a rat. We need to start a religion around Ole Miss's sideline doctors, because clearly they're miracle workers. Guys keep getting hurt. They go to the sideline. They get to Mr. Miyagi. Bang, they're right back onto the field. It's incredible. Here's the thing, though. If you're going to send out a designated faker, knowing that that guy cannot re-enter the field of play after an injury, that means you're sending out one guy who's not as good as the other 10 guys to play any given snap, right? Specifically on defense. So
unless you use in your rotation, especially if you're on defense, a guy that doesn't play very often to go out and get hurt.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I got to roll out 10 starters and my injury guy.
Yeah, okay.
And then if you use the injury guy, now you got to have another injury guy.
You got to have multiple injury guys. You got to have a rotation of injury guys.
Mrs. Johnson, I'm so excited to have your son come play for me at Ole Miss. I see a great future in acting. I mean, defensive back for him. I see a wonderful future as a thespian. I mean, safety for him.
It says here, Jimmy, that you have aspirations of being a wrestler.
That's a great call. It's a great call. I got to tell you, all of a sudden, those WWE NIL opportunities are going to be rolling in. Triple H is going to be like, that guy's selling right now. That guy's selling like Dolph Ziggler right now. That's incredible. That man's selling like Austin Theory. He's got a future with us, right? Change the rules. If you require assistance off the field, you may not return for that drive. Not the whole game. You know, tweak an ankle, go to the sideline, get it taped up, whatever. But if you leave with medical assistance, you can't come back in because this is obnoxious. It's obnoxious. And it's not happening every game, but it's happening in a lot of games. UNC Chris texts the show, said, I don't remember what game it was, but I was watching a game over the weekend where the broadcaster literally says, we're going to take a break here while there's a stoppage for a blatant fake injury. Chris, I need your help. I need you to find me that audio. I need that audio. I have not heard that. I need it. And I'm very simply going to say this. Texter said, Rob, offensive player gets hurt, run a stopwatch. When the clock for the amount of time it was stopped, if the defense wants it as a runoff, they have a lot of options here. I saw another guy that said that if a player is injured, you should have to, like in hockey, you should have to play without that guy until the other team has control, until your team has control back. So like if you're a defensive player, you get hurt, you get a power play, right? It's a little much, but that's how desperate people are for this crap to stop. Now, when we come back, there's another problem college football has, and this one could be far more insidious. Here's the other problem college football's got to address right now. There is a belief happening right now in the landscape of college football, and it is a belief that I used to say, nah, that's not real. This can't be happening. This isn't a real thing that's going on, except for it kind of feels that way a little bit. And now we've got multiple games in a two-week span that are the illustration, or at least the evidence that some people are using that this conspiracy theory is real. The conspiracy theory out there is that conferences are utilizing officiating to protect the teams that they think have the best chance to go to either the playoffs or the Natty or at least high-level bowl games. There were two games from last week that this was illustrated in. A few weeks ago, one of them was South Carolina LSU. We have talked about this at length. There's no need to go deep back into it, but suffice to say, there were a lot of folks who believe, and it is hard to argue against them right now, a lot of folks who believe that South Carolina got jobbed in that game in order to protect LSU, who is a playoff candidate for the Southeastern Conference. You had two pick sixes pulled off the board, one for a horse collar where the flag did not come out until the South Carolina player was actively crossing the goal line with the football. You had another one pulled off the board later on for a completely different reason. A lot of people said that. Then you go back to the Miami-Virginia Tech game. There's a big to-do in the end zone. There's an instant replay that, despite the fact that even the play-by-play announcer in that game was like, they got it wrong here. It just took too long. They got it wrong. I, I think they decided not to overturn the rule. That would have handed Virginia Tech the win over then and now undefeated Miami. Even the play-by-play guy was like, yeah, no, I think they got this one wrong. You know what it takes for a play-by-play guy on a neutral television network to go, these refs screwed the pooch here a lot. Well, CBS Sports Media, I'm going to take you back in the audio department. This is about a week old. This is CBS TV's college football postgame show talking about that call.
6 minutes to be able to figure out what happened. It's not definitive. It's not clear and concise. It's not indisputable. This whole thing is not a good look on the ACC, who, oh, by the way, now still has an undefeated Miami team with a Heisman favorite leading the charge instead of Virginia Tech walking away with that win last night.
It's a credibility issue. There's no question about it, given that it took that long and what the rules are about replay, at least as we understand.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It has to be indisputable at that time to overturn that call, but they'll have to work through it. Eventually, we're going to have a standardized officiating deal for all of college football.
Well, you guys are not in the minority. I'm with you with this conspiracy theory. Listen, the optics are horrible. It shouldn't take that long. If it does, let the call stand on the field, even if it goes against your team if you're the ACC. It's ridiculous. I mean, a great win and comeback win for Miami, but yeah, that took way too long, and the call should stand.
Did you see anything that made you think that they did get it right at the end?
Oh, I think they got it actually
but
the fact that it was called a touchdown on the field made it impossible to do what they did.
It appears that they got it right and it wasn't a catch, but when you're dealing with replay, it's got to be conclusive. That was not conclusive. Right. They should have let it stand. And
so, you heard towards the front of that clip. You actively heard towards the front of that clip. Hey, stop it. Not ready for you, Brock Osweiler. You actively heard a television studio announcer, commentator, say, I believe in the conspiracy theories. I believe in the conspiracy theories that schools are being protected by their conference officials. I actively believe that schools are being protected from L's. They even pointed out, this is an undefeated Miami program with a Heisman Trophy candidate as your quarterback getting bailed out. Now, did they get the replay correct? I mean, that's frankly, it's up to you to decide, all right? As they pointed out, it took 6 minutes to run that replay and I agreed, not conclusive evidence to overturn the rule. Now, Miami, a week later, up against Cal, there is a Cal drive late in the game to try to get back onto the right side of the scoreboard. There is what, to me, certainly felt like a clear and obvious targeting call, and the play-by-play crew for this one agreed.
You know, they have to confirm.
So back-to-back weeks, Miami's in situation where it comes down to replay. And you question if the officials are getting the calls correct. I do not know, by the definition of the rule book, how that is not targeting. I'm not saying Wesley Bissaint did that intentionally.
No.
I think he's just reacting, playing good, hard, tough football. But by definition, that is 100% targeting.
The only thing I can think of, Brock, is one of two things. Either they felt as if they didn't have a clear enough look to see if that small area atop the crown of the helmet made the forcible contact of the head and neck area. And, of course, as we mentioned, the differences when it's a ball carrier as opposed to a defensive player. But
well, and if we have to get to the point where a magnifying glass has to come out to get the calls correct, we might need to look at at changing the way some of these rules are written.
So it is a yes, I agree. Clear and obvious. Definition of targeting. Like in the future, if you need to teach defensive players what targeting is, this is the video you would show them. They go to the replay. They go, no, not a targeting. We're going to let that player play it out. We're going to keep everything as is. That's going to be end up being a Miami football and a win over Cal to, again, keep them undefeated. Now, I acknowledge it is a conspiracy theory. And you all know how I feel about conspiracy theories. Most of the time, I think they're booty. Most of the time, I think just like a cursory Google will blow most conspiracy theories out of the water. Not all of them. There are some legitimate conspiracy theories that have legitimate evidence behind them. And I'm kind of at the point where I'm wondering, is this one of them? Is this one of them? Because we have seen in years gone by, this has been one of the, this is not a new hit, by the way. Other schools in the Southeastern Conference have been accusing Alabama and Georgia of getting calls for years now. Why would they do that? Because as is pointed out, those were the teams most likely to go get natties. Natties, equal sign, dollar signs. Mucho dinero. Big time bowl games, equal sign, dollar sign. Mucho dinero there. So when you put all of these things together, it becomes somewhat obvious that at least has some momentum to it. LSU was a one-loss team. Their only loss at the time was to a top 10 USC squad in week one. They got bailed out, all right? Were the calls genuine, legitimate? Sure, they were bailed out on a bunch of. It's something that Bama and Georgia have been accused of, and it is something that I firmly believe now. Miami has been bailed out by twice at this. So when I look around the landscape of college football, I see two major issues taking place right now. Issue number one, I see guys faking injuries. All right, I don't think it is a hot take. I don't think I'm going out on a thin limb here to straight up point the finger and accuse Ole Miss of faking injuries. All right, now, much like Shane, I don't want to do that because I'm not a doctor, nor am I on the field. I don't want to do that because what I don't ever want to do is to point at a guy and go, that guy's faking the injury, and the next day we get the report that, no, actually, he really did tear his whatever CL. I don't want that. I feel like a real butthole if I do that. What I can say is that it's pretty damn glaringly obvious with Ole Miss. And I don't ever want to get to a point. Lonzo, when we were talking about the service academies earlier, said if you like pure college football, you're an Army, Navy, Air Force guy, because that's it. That's like nobody's transferring into or out of Army, Navy, and Air Force. Nobody. I mean, there may be some, and I don't know if there's any, and I don't know if they're allowed to take NIL deals at the service academies. They're legally allowed to by the NCAA. I don't know if the schools allow them to. But there's not a ton of NIL money, I don't suspect, floating around the Air Force Academy, the Navy Academy, or the Military Academy, or West Point. I don't care about transfer portal or NIL. I'm totally fine with it. I think the only reason the schools aren't is because it makes the job tougher. Don't care. You got a lot of money. What I can say is where you start to lose me is if the integrity of the game from whistle to final, from kickoff to final whistle goes downhill.
By the way, according to AI, they cannot. This is because they are considered employees of their military.
That checks out. So that makes sense. So where you will lose me, because you're not losing me over NIL. I don't care. You're not losing me over the transfer portal. I don't care. Just like I'm not going to stop watching my favorite TV show because an actor leaves to take a better role. Just like I'm not going to stop listening to my favorite country artist because they put out a pop song, or my favorite rock artist because they put out a country song. I don't care if they switch genres. It's their prerogative. I'm going to like what I like and listen and watch it, and I'm not what I don't, right? With football, I don't care about this thing. I care about the stamp on the side of the helmet, not the name on the back of the jersey. I care about my team, not the players. Now, do I love the players who play for the team? Yeah, if they're clearly committed, I'm all in. But that doesn't mean that they are, you know, obligated to rep a school they don't want to rep, whether it's for money or otherwise. I don't care. You're not losing me for that. Where you will start to lose me is if I get to a point that I genuinely, truly believe the integrity of the game is being called into question. And again, replays, up to you whether they are right or wrong. For the Miami team, the replay against Virginia Tech, the replay against Cal. All I can say is, in that first one, you called it a touchdown. I personally did not see a replay that was clear and concise. That you go, oh, it was definitely a catch or not a catch. So you got to let it stand. And then against Cal on Saturday, it was the definition of targeting. If I gave you AI and the world's strongest computer and you said, hey, AI, generate a video that hits every mark of the targeting rule, it would have just spit out what I saw in the Miami-Cal game. It has said, this is targeting in every sense of the word, but it got let go. I'm not saying it definitely did happen. I'm saying there's enough evidence there that the conspiracy conspiracy theorist? Conspiracy theorist. The conspiracy theorists absolutely have a foothold. No. And if we don't do it, before somebody hits me with, well, what you say? I don't know how you combat it. I don't. Get the replays right, explain them thoroughly, get them right and explain them thoroughly, and that's it. But like, when you have over half of an SEC that has believed for years that Bama and Georgia and LSU are getting calls, and then you have LSU getting calls, and then you have believers that the ACC will protect their squads, and here's Miami, the only undefeated team in the Atlantic Coast Conference, the number one ACC ranked team, and they're getting not once but 2 weeks in a row getting replays that go in their favor that are controversial. Not a great look. I'm not going to ask Lonzo, but if there's any of you out there in Big Ten country, would you disagree with the belief? This is not me making a statement that it is or isn't. I'm genuinely asking you, I don't know, thousands of Big Ten fans out there, that Michigan and Ohio State have gotten calls in their favor that maybe they wouldn't if they were Iowa over the years. I don't know, but I do know what's happened in the SEC. I do know what is currently happening in the ACC, and if that's allowed to stand, now the integrity of the game from kickoff to final whistles in question, that's where you're going to get yourself in trouble. Just me. Hey.
By the way, that ends the Big Ten. Mm-mm. Any of them. Mm-mm. None of those two.
No favorites over there. No favorites in God's conference.
I know you don't want to ask me about it. So.
Well, I mean, again, I don't want to ask you so out of a spot because you're the most unbiased fan we know.
Right. So, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
And it would have been awkward to put you in that spot.
I get it now.
As America's most neutral fan.
That would be me.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.